You're listening to SBS News.
Health authorities are on high alert with 15 human cases of Japanese encephalitis so far detected in Australia and 2 deaths. Carried by mosquitoes, there are fears the flooding disaster on Australia's eastern seaboard will further fuel the outbreak. Virologist Professor Roy Hall says it's extremely rare to see humans on Australia's mainland contracting the virus.
We expected some mosquito-borne diseases to be more prominent, but we thought it would be the local viruses. But to have an exotic virus come in and do the same thing was unprecedented. So we were really, taken by surprise.
Japanese encephalitis is endemic in Papua New Guinea and parts of the Torres Strait, but it's extremely rare to detect it in mainland Australia. Dr. Gregor Devine is the leader of mosquito control at the Berghofer Medical Research Institute in Brisbane. He says the warm, wet weather has probably fueled the current outbreak.
What we think is happening is that during these very wet and warm periods, they're obviously ideal for the proliferation of mosquitoes.
Japanese encephalitis virus commonly infects water birds and pigs and occasionally horses. It can only spread to humans through mosquitoes.
There's no human-to-human transmission, we should probably also state that even though piggery seem to be widely infected across Australia, the pigs themselves don't transmit the disease.
The federal government has declared Japanese encephalitis to be a disease of national significance. On Friday, the government announced $69 million to buy vaccines for the virus and to enhance surveillance programs. The vaccine is currently recommended for vulnerable groups, such as people living near outbreak sites or travelling to regions where the virus is endemic. Encephalitis is essentially a viral infection of the brain. Karen Tai survived a similar form of viral encephalitis.
We were able to get my husband organised at a doctor. I was just so unwell then to get a doctor to visit our house. He did some tests and he said we need to get Karen to hospital.
About 1% of people who catch the Japanese encephalitis virus get sick. Symptoms include fever, headaches and vomiting. Of those who do develop serious symptoms, the fatality rate can be as high as 25 to 30%. In addition to the vaccine, authorities say the best way to protect yourself is to use plenty of repellent, wear long sleeves and pants, and avoid bodies of stagnant water. Steve Trask, SBS News.